In specialty crop news on the Southeast AgNet, well, Wayne Dixon, acting director of the Division of Plant Industry for the Florida Department of Agriculture, has this message to both producers and consumers who may be traveling over the holidays.
Have everybody pass on the word that everyone they know is to caution people from bringing things from offshore back to the state of Florida.
This, of course, is in an effort to prevent the introduction of invasive species, something that has been on the increase this year.
It's a bit alarming. It was alarming to begin with, but this has really caught our attention. One thing that's really meaningful is that now we are dealing with three different fruit fly species in the state of Florida. Ordinarily, we might go a few years before we'd see a fruit fly show up, but we had the eradication program for medfly in midsummer, and right now we're doing long-term trapping for the oriental fruit fly and the peach fruit fly.
Dixon says, bottom line, this tells us
that we are seeing, either through travelers returning from home, and particularly in regards to thinking about this holiday, who are likely bringing agricultural products with them and probably don't know that they have hitchhikers accompanying them. And those hitchhikers leave the agricultural products once they get here and provide new challenges to us.
And he adds that unfortunately they don't yet have enough resources across state and federal agencies to deal with the increasing influx.
We are trying to work smarter and more efficiently as time goes on, and there is constant analyses going on with federal and state agencies trying to figure out new strategies. Indeed, if there is a need to promulgate new rules and regulations, there are many approaches being taken, but I still think we're playing a lot of catch-up with what the traveling public is doing.
And Dixon says one of those efforts to address that traveling public is through education.
We have some funding from the 2008 Farm Bill, and we're developing here at DPI signage that will be placed at airports and other areas of concern to further put out that message to travelers about what not to bring.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.